Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the iconic blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Castos for more episodes.
The healthcare industry is shifting, and it's time to do something different. North Mississippi Health Services is redesigning healthcare, and we want you to be part of it too. Thank you for joining us for a podcast on physician alignment. I'm Shane Spies, President and CEO of North Mississippi Health Services, and I'm honored this morning to be joined by Dr. Barry Bertolet, who's a renowned cardiologist with Cardiology Associates of North Mississippi. So, Dr. Bertolet, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.
Glad to have you. And today's topic, we'll talk about physician alignment and why physician alignment is so important in providing and delivering healthcare today. And then, even more important, how it supports our a great redesign strategy that we have throughout our healthcare system. I think kind of one misconception that folks in the public may have about physicians and hospitals is around alignment, because people don't realize that only half of the physicians are maybe employed by the hospital or healthcare system, and the other half are independent practices like Cardiology Associates of North Mississippi. So that's a little bit different. So we're looking at ways constantly of how do we work with independent practices in addition to just supporting our employed physicians. So can you just give us a sense of, as an independent physician involved in an independent practice, what's that like working with the health system?
Yeah, so I think that's a very important topic to address. And the biggest thing is that cardiovascular care has been very advanced. There's a lot of technology with it. And this isn't really just anything that you can just have a onesie-twosie kind of practice out there. My comment that I always make is the jack of all trades is the master of none. And so, unfortunately, because of the advances in cardiology care, you have to have a group of doctors that are subspecialized in each of these areas. And with that, you can provide that high-level care. If you have that base of physicians, you also need a place to practice, access to that technology, and then the specialties that support that. And so with our association with North Mississippi, even though we are a private group, is that we interact daily with the cardiovascular surgeons, with the vascular surgeons, with the electrophysiologists, and a lot of what we do is sort of tag teaming, where a lot of times we will get a consultation from them to say, is this the right pathway to take for a certain person? And then once we decide on that pathway, then we also like to partner with the hospital in order to deliver that care. So the technology is advanced, and so coming to a central location where that technology is all clustered together really aids in the delivery of care for the patients of our region.
Mm-hmm. So, and we're known as a center for cardiovascular excellence here, right? And have been for a number of years. Why do you think that is? I mean, what do you attribute that to?
I just had a conversation with a gentleman, a physician from Duke, and he made the comment is that Tupelo is known as the full-service cardiovascular hospital in North Mississippi and for our region. And I think a lot of that is because of the development of cardiovascular surgery, electrophysiology, vascular surgery, and cardiology, as well as the base of research that has been fostered and supported by North Mississippi and Cardiology Associates. And having access to the research studies that we've done here have given patients in our region access to technology years before it would become available through the FDA approval process.
Yeah, and so our health system and Cardiology Associates of North Mississippi have had a relationship for decades, right? And but that relationship has evolved over time. And about 18 months ago, we redesigned that relationship into what we call a professional services agreement. Now, that terminology doesn't really mean anything to the audience, but as we talk about that relationship, that's allowed us to do several things together, right? Not only continuing to support that superior program that you mentioned and how we got to where we are today, but as we think about going forward with cardiovascular care, that relationship between Cardiology Associates of North Mississippi and North Mississippi Health Services, we intentionally align that to do several things. One, continue the development of the technology and premier services. We also looked at growth as a key component of that, and then also support of the group as the group continues to grow and expand out in the region. Those are my words, but I'd be interested to hear from you as the practicing physician.
Right. So cardiovascular disease is very, very important for our region. So if we look at it, it is the number one cause of why Mississippians die. It affects nearly 50% of Mississippians and affects females as much as it does males. And so we feel like our mission is that we need to go out and we need to be out there in the communities that surround Tupelo and in Tupelo in order to find these patients and diagnose them and treat them before they have that unfortunate event. One of the things about our partnership with North Mississippi is that we've been able to expand our clinic footprint. We've now moved into the Corinth area, and so there we're serving the people of North Mississippi, South Central Tennessee, West Alabama a bit more than we were able to do before. We now have a clinic down in Amory that we're supporting, and with that, we're able to touch more people. We're able to touch more lives. And so as we bring our clinic presence, as we bring our technology out there, we're able to help people. We're able to save lives, and we're able to make a difference. And I don't think that would be possible for us to do it by ourselves. And that's where this alignment with North Mississippi has meant so much to our group and what we believe is our mission to the people of the area.
Well, and you're pointing out the teamwork that's necessary to make these great services and great care happen, you know, across the region that we have. And I don't want to underemphasize the importance of that teamwork. And the alignment helps us continue to improve on that teamwork because, as you said, we can't do this independent of one another. It takes both the physicians and the health system to get this done. But also want to emphasize that the team is bigger than just two organizations like a practice and a health system or hospital getting together. It's really about our teams that are on the floors in the clinics who are taking care of the patients and having that teamwork and alignment across those groups. So, you know, what's evolved in cardiovascular care, specifically the service line of cardiovascular services that have helped foster that teamwork and alignment across our teams?
Yeah, so we've really paid a lot of good attention to nursing services. One of the big things that we have done with North Mississippi is that we've been able to reorganize nursing, and with that, where patients are housed when they're in the hospital. So we have a dedicated cardiovascular floor. With this, we're able to educate the nurses, we're able to pour into those nurses, and we're able to educate them on these high technology areas within cardiovascular medicine. And I think that, at least my opinion, that makes them better nurses. And it really helps them understand the technology. And then because we are doing advanced things here, they're doing things here that they, if they went somewhere else, they may not do for 3 or 4 years. And where it's an everyday occurrence here, it's a pipe dream somewhere else. And so we really rely on our team members. And then when we think about the people that are in the OR and in the cath labs, we utilize them to help us with these advanced technologies. So a lot of people that are in the OR and the cath lab, they are doing and helping us with these research devices, with these new technologies, and they are getting able to touch and be exposed to these advanced responses well before anybody else in the area. So they're a critical partner for us delivering that care.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I appreciate most about the most recent alignment that we've worked on with Cardiology Associates is the fact that we are actually strategically planning the future together, both the physician group and our healthcare system. And it's not just planning like where are the next areas that we need to grow or increase the number of access points or increase access, but it's also thinking about the group's evolution and the physicians that will follow a Dr. Bertolet in the future. And not only the number of physicians, but the type of physicians and type of healthcare professionals that we need. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, there's really going to be a healthcare crisis that's going to be across the United States, and it's probably going to affect Mississippi more than the rest of the United States just because we're already underserved. But the American College of Cardiology has already predicted that there's going to be a shortage of cardiologists annually of about 600 cardiologists. And so every year that goes on, there will be that many less cardiologists that are available. So as the population ages, there's going to be more cardiovascular disease, yet we're going to have less providers to do that. So in our partnership with North Mississippi, we are starting a cardiovascular fellowship program. We are going to train cardiovascular professionals, physicians, that hopefully will stay here and practice here, hopefully join our group, but if not, but will stay in the region so that they can advance cardiovascular care in this area. So we're starting off with general cardiology, but in my dream, and you don't know this yet, I'd like to develop an interventional cardiology fellowship down the road and even an electrophysiology fellowship down the road. So I would like to really sort of fill out that I personally believe that we are the academic cardiovascular center of Mississippi and perhaps the South region. And so for us, developing a full-service cardiovascular fellowship program makes perfectly good sense.
Absolutely. We look forward to that, excited for that start. And so I believe we'll be in a position to accept our first cardiovascular fellows in 2025.
That's right. Yep. July 2025. Absolutely. Got new faces on deck.
Exciting. Yeah. So one of the things we've also talked about in previous podcasts is one of our strategies within a great redesign is changing how we're reimbursed by insurance companies. And, you know, we've explained that historically that we've always been reimbursed around a model that just pays us based on the patient you see in your clinic or the cardiac cath that you perform or the surgeries or inpatients we care for in the hospital, as opposed to necessarily focused on paying for the level of quality you deliver as well as being mindful of the cost of care in that delivery. So we've done some things together, both the physician group at Canham and North Mississippi, to work on that value-based model. Can you just share a bit of your experience around that and how important it is for us to change that model?
Well, I think this is really important. And the thing is that you could have a mindless person out there just putting stents in somebody day in, day out, and not thinking about what does that mean to the patient. And so I think quality really involves thinking about what the patient needs, what's going to be in their best interest. So it's not just doing stuff. Sometimes not doing stuff is better quality. But when we're doing stuff, we want to make sure that we deliver the very top product to those patients. And so we have partnered where we vet vendors and we look at their products. We try to make sure that we get a good cost or a good price for that product when we do that. And then we try to look at our outcomes, and we try to marry having high quality and then very good outcomes. And I think that's been reflected by the last 2 years. This facility has been voted a Watson Top 50 Cardiovascular Hospital. There's very few of those that are in the United States, obviously 50 a year. And so think about how many hospitals are around the United States. In North Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi, has been one of the best 50 places to get your cardiovascular care for 2 years running. And I think that that speaks volumes.
Absolutely does. And another area that I've appreciated with our relationship and our alignment, and this is something that has evolved over a number of years, are the innovations. And you touched on it a bit earlier in terms of the technology and introducing technology and approaches years before they may reach most markets or most health systems around the country. So talk a little bit about the group's experience and our health system's experience with clinical trials and what that means for us as a community and for our patients.
We've been involved in clinical trials for as long as I've been here, 25 years, and a lot of that is that I've always joked and told people I like the new toys. But a lot of that ends up being is that we're able to get good technology into this region well before it ever becomes FDA approved and on the market. A great example is biventricular pacing, is that 15 years ago, this was not FDA approved, it was not on the market, yet we were placing these in people. And we saw ejection fractions, their heart muscle, which was being very weak. So a normal pump function would be around 60%. They were at 20%, so their heart a third of normal. And we could deploy these pacemakers, and then their heart is pumping normally. Those people got the benefit of that technology 5 years before it ever got on the market. So how many people felt better? How many lives were saved because of that technology? We were the seventh hospital in the United States to do TAVR valves. That's where, like a heart cath, we can go through a needle stick in the leg and place a valve in the beating heart to replace that rather than cutting your chest open. That was a tag team between cardiovascular surgery and cardiology, but this hospital embraced that technology while it was very, very new. And then we actually led the way in doing these procedures. So now we're up to 1,000 of these TAVR procedures done, where other hospitals are just now, well, maybe we should start that. And I think back on how many patients maybe had a needleless open chest surgery when they could have gotten this advanced technology, with all the research now showing that the TAVR valve that we put in is as good, if not better, than the surgical valve through the open incision.
Absolutely. And so we've talked about the relationship of our alignment focused on growth within our region, and we're at a number of locations already. You mentioned several of your satellite clinics and where those are. But it seems like we still need to grow even more across the region. So, you know, as we talk to patients in our community around that, you know, as big as we are, why do you think we still need to continue to grow our locations, grow access?
Because we're still not number one. And so if you look at cardiovascular disease in Mississippi, it still is a problem. And we want to, it's sort of weird. We're probably the only profession that would like to put ourselves out of business. We would like to stamp out cardiovascular disease. And what we see right now is that it is still a major problem for the people of our area. We need to have our footprint bigger. We need to have more people having access to the technology that we're able to deliver, to the preventive care that we're able to deliver. And that way, we're able to prevent the heart attacks and the strokes and the heart failure and the premature deaths that we still have in this area.
Well, we support Cardiology Associates of North Mississippi's work and efforts working with us to address some basic cardiovascular needs in the community, like blood pressure and managing blood pressure levels, because we all know the bad things that could happen if you do not manage your blood pressure. And so we call them social determinants of health, but we all have other indicators that could lead to bad things happening health-wise. So, but that work wouldn't be possible if we weren't aligned as a physician group and as a hospital. And that's just one example of many where it takes that alignment to make all this happen. And as you said, being number one, in terms of cardiac disease prevention, right, and management, and we have a great opportunity as a health system and through our alignment together to make that happen. But as you think of other positive outcomes of our alignment between physician group and health system, anything else come to mind?
The other thing that I think comes to mind when we think about the preventive disease is that one of the things that has been a fruit of our research is now doing renal denervation. And so this is a new procedure that is going to be offered at North Mississippi. I don't know of any other hospital in this state that is going to offer this, but this will be a procedure that will help lower blood pressure. And this is now FDA approved. North Mississippi has been a leader in the research, and we were the first, if not one of the very first, hospitals in the United States to conduct this procedure. And so, again, little Tupelo, Mississippi, but now we're leading the nation in technology that is going to affect millions. So you talked about hypertension, how it is sort of a gateway disease, so to speak, to cardiovascular disease. A lot of people have it. Medicines are tough to take sometimes. Sometimes they don't work. What do you do for those people? Well, there are new technologies that are going to allow us to address even hypertension and make big impacts in people. One of the other technologies that we're working with North Miss with right now with regard to prevention is cholesterol reduction. By using the 340B clinic that North Mississippi has, we are now able to offer an injectable drug to help lower cholesterol. This is an injection that people get once every 6 months. And with that, they lower their cholesterol by greater than 50%. And literally, it's FDA approved with no side effects. And it just so happens that, yes, Tupelo, Mississippi was the first place a dose was given in the United States. And so that's the kind of technology, that's the kind of partnership that we have, but we need that in order to make a difference.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your years of leadership. Working within our healthcare system, within our medical staff at North Mississippi Medical Center, so you've seen a lot of changes, and you've been a part of a lot of those changes, and clearly you've been a motivator for getting new technologies and new procedures brought to the marketplace. But as we think about physician alignment and think about your experience with our healthcare system, we've only talked about physician alignment around cardiovascular services, but we can take similar physician alignment arrangements with other groups in different specialties and do something similar, right? I mean, I guess getting back to the importance of that alignment between physician group and health system. Any other examples or areas you think we have great opportunity in?
Yeah, so, you know, as an independent physician group, I will just say is that the future of medicine is unclear at best. And so if you're trying to run a business, it is really hard from a business standpoint to plan your future if your future is unclear. How do I go out and recruit? How do I make this place attractive? How do I bring somebody in and say, this is the technology that I can promise if you get here? How do I compete with everybody else out there offering whatever salaries they may be offering? So I think that one of the things that has been helpful for us as an organization is in our partnership, it allows us to breathe a little deeper. And the thing is that we can get back to focusing on what we need to focus on, and that's the prevention and the detection and the treatment of cardiovascular disease, and less worried about next month is Blue Cross or Medicare or somebody else going to pay for this procedure or not that procedure, because we are aligned. And we make decisions together, and then those decisions are going to be in the best interest of patients, but also the institutions that we represent.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We touched on teamwork earlier, and I'm thinking about our teammates that are at the bedside or working beside you in the clinic taking care of patients. You know, you mentioned some achievements within our cardiovascular service line, but, you know, for our individual team members, you know, why is physician alignment, physician and health system alignment important to them?
Well, I think the biggest thing for a nurse or anybody at the bedside, the biggest thing that they should recognize is that you're part of a winning team. And then if you're part of a winning team, there's pride in that. And so they need to have pride in the fact that they work for an employer that is dedicated to quality, an employer that's not just looking to make a profit on somebody, but they're really looking to say, how can I leverage the dollars that I have to really provide high-quality care for the patients that we're serving? And so if I were an employee, is that I would really have this pride of where I work.
Mm-hmm. Great point. Great point. Well, thank you all for joining us today, our podcast around physician alignment. And Dr. Bertolake, thank you for joining us this morning and for your insights and your experience. And more importantly, thank you for your dedication and service to our community and to our healthcare system over the years. So we would like to hear from you. We welcome your feedback. There will be a survey linked as part of the podcast show notes. We welcome you to use that to easily send us your feedback. We'd like to hear from you. Again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening. We are here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helps you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Castos for more episodes.